Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. We're back. It's Monday, and it's that time. It's Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@at.net. Truth spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm attempting to log into the chat room as we speak for your questions and comments on tonight's subject. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hey, and as everybody, that is the voice of the producer, Supreme Candace.
Yay. Hello again. How's everybody doing?
We are the kings.
Ooh, you just don't know. Yeah,
we
hey.
Are the kings over here.
I'm mad. I should be there with y'all.
Yes, you should.
All right.
But it's okay. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I took a tumble and fall a little while ago, so I'm a little broke up here.
Candace was over there at the Hanna-Barbera Network and slipped on a banana peel.
She was over there again.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
But
I'm a big girl. I'm not gonna cry anymore.
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
There you go. I would ask how everybody's week is, but I guess we know how it got started, don't we?
My day was a woo boy.
Yeah.
If only I gotta thank a lot of people for talking me off the cliff. Not off the cliff, I'm a jump, but
don't shoot.
Yeah,
get off the bell tower.
Yeah, I was in the bell tower like there's Homer, and there's Homer, and yeah, and ooh wee, and those who talked me all out of the bell tower, I thank you, and you know I appreciate it. Much love to y'all.
All right.
Okay.
How was your weekend before your banana peel accident?
I took it back. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
That's
okay. You. Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy. Hey, I finally escaped from the country. From the farm fields and dun factories of the country and back here in Chi-Town. That's why hopefully we sound a little different, a little better.
I hope so, man. These mics, I've missed these mics.
Yes.
Man. This,
yes.
Just being here with the mics and the headphones, I miss this, man. It was hard being away from my family, man. Y'all are my extended family.
Right. So who are we hollering at?
All right. Let's kick it off with, we got to say what's up to everybody at the gig again. Angel Francis, Sabrina, Gail, Kim, Corbin, Dante, and Ashley. Definitely got to say what's up to them. We got to say what's up to Frederica Wembley, Shaquina Burgess, Nicole Turner, Marvin Brunson, Corey Patterson. What's up, boy? Martez Henderson. And condolences again, man. We seem like we're doing this every week, man. Condolences out to Sade Walton on the loss of her child's father, man. So he's going to grow up without a dad.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Out to her. And for today's days, we got Amelia Williams, Helen Hill, Sade Henderson, and Roland D of Hot Topic Talk Radio, man.
Rolling.
So happy birthday, bro. I hope you get it in, man, for yourself, and I'm sure you and Hot Topics will do it major.
Oh, yeah. He's surrounded by all them ladies who going to help him do a big deal. He's going to be just fine.
Stop pulling the rolling. Was that bad?
Yeah.
Pulling tables.
Wow.
saying our sister family over there, as we call
That's
it.
That's right.
So everybody, you know, get it in for rolling for us. We wish we could be there.
But there you go.
The way my freaking 5 miles is set up.
Not too soon.
Not so hot with the acceleration.
You got that boxcar frequent 5 miles.
There you go. Only as far as you can push it.
There you go. All right. Then let's go ahead and on and do it. This is the terrible truth, y'all.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Chris Bosh School of Male Athletes, giving these men the rearing they need.
All right. And Key Kirk's brand new book. I've been looking forward to this book. Captain, It Ain't All Whoop Speed and Green Bitches.
That's a tell-all.
Really?
It's a tell-all book.
So, Captain,
can we not talk about this?
Everybody thinks he's got it all easy.
It ain't all worth speed and green, bitch.
There you go.
Oh, we're going to have a serious conversation after the show.
I'm sure. But you know who need to have a serious conversation? This landlord here. Landlord whips tenant on bare buttocks for falling behind on rent.
Woo!
An Ohio landlord is accused of whipping the tenant with a belt on his bare buttocks for falling
behind. Wait, a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. Don't beat me, sir. But beat me a little more, sir.
No.
That's hilarious.
Ron Cronenberger. Cronenberger. Ron Cronenberger. 53 was charged with assault for the encounter in his office with police in the village of Waynesville said, I'm sorry. He was due in court Thursday in Warren County. Police said that the tenant, 29, was late with the dollar rent payment.
$2,800. Man, that must be, boy, that's a complex there.
It was about 4 months back. If you think about it, maybe it's dependent.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'm going to give you more time, but guess what?
It's going to run you. Might run you a little. Might let me get in that. Anyway, if you're going to
Chris Bosh.
Here's what they need. He's fine. He's gay. If you're acting.
Hey.
Like a child. Y'all not gay.
Champagne shower.
Did you see the picture when he looking like, don't stop looking at me? He's gay. If you're going to act like a child, I'm going to treat you like one. Cronenberger was quoted in the police report as telling the tenant before striking him 4 times with a belt. The report said the belt left, quote unquote, left marks.
And I shoot the cops.
Waynesville Police Chief Gary Copeland talked to the accuser, who reportedly told him he submitted to the whipping because
it felt good.
It was.
I gotta learn.
Wow.
I gotta learn, he's gonna beat it into me. I'm gonna learn these lessons.
I had the money, but I just didn't give it to him. He was such a strapping old man. He was scared and just wanted to get it over with.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, I put this apple.
Now tell me, squeal like a pig.
I'm spitting my face. You told me I'm dirty. Put your cigarette out of me. This is right.
Oh, my God.
I had it. I just wanted to find you. Thank you. Pull me down there a little bit.
See you 4 months from now.
The Denton Daily News reported that Cronenberger is a former chamber president who was Waynesville, citizen of the year for 2006. His home phone was accepted messages Thursday. I don't know how important that was, but it is.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beat me like you love my rent. What?
This is the fourth month. When are you going to pay? I don't know. I think I need to be punished. What about you?
Yep.
Why are you handing me your fraternity paddle?
Cause
it's bad.
And when did you take your pants off?
Oh, I came over here like this. Yeah, next week is Masculinity Day. We will be going into that.
Beat me like I owe you money.
Yes! Every month, he hit him, he put a check down. Here you go. You're going to have to earn these next 2 months.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Put your back into it, old man.
I left Mark.
Officers right here. And they welded the sea.
See where it says Omega Psi Phi? Yeah. Beat me like Daddy told me stay out his money.
Which is how I got your rent.
Wow.
Get to the basketball card.
Wow.
That's hitting pain. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's beauty. You had to go there. Everybody wondered what the
after
hell.
After 11 minutes in, really?
Hey, little man. Nice basketball card.
Cliff Levingston?
Yeah. You know what? Let me hold on to these for you, son. Uncle, hold them down and take them from you.
Don't worry, they stay with me. It's like they both are.
Why? The Jordan Whitkey card you got? Ooh.
Yeah, see.
You don't know how much I can get. I mean, how much you going to get later.
One day.
Yeah.
You went there.
All right, whatever. I will tell the story, but I'm sure they might be listening.
And I already went there now.
My aunt stole my basketball card. There it is. I said it.
It's a young tender age. What was you, 10? No,
I don't even
like
think
eight.
I was 10. I was in like fifth grade. And I put it out there. I don't care.
Yeah, hey,
whatever. So hey, it's about.
Let me hold these down.
Hold these.
Now you can trust people.
Wow.
Is that a Michael Jordan All-Star Game card?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Nice.
You don't feel bad.
I really don't.
Okay.
I got a great phone call today, so I'm feeling a lot better.
There you go.
That's all right.
There you go. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump into our first set of breaks. And we'll be back with more Terrible Truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. The hip. The hip. I'm ripping in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllable thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoes. Overthrowing a car. Big old bra. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Tell them, don't let me come out on that ass start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted, acting ill and sickening. Picking the victim at random. Slamming them, rocking to the station.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, I'd ask you what's wrong with you, but I already know. You're poor. Or a loser. Or a person who doesn't care about technology. Which means you're either poor or a loser. We didn't even make this commercial to sell you an iPhone. We made it to mock you for being one of the have-nots. We are the Sneetches with stars upon thars, and you are one of the regular Sneetches. If you don't have an iPhone, honestly, good. In your face. If you don't have an iPhone, frankly, go fuck yourself.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and tell me you ain't feeling smooth after that, Jack.
Okay.
And again, today's second hour topic will be, is sex really important?
Really?
You want to know. Is it important?
Yes.
For a relationship? Damn, all right. I mean.
I had to wait till the second hour to answer that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sometimes nerves are just.
Sometimes love and don't get it.
I can't wait to be a handicap. I won't be a handicap. I want somebody who wants to say, who wants to put their hand in the air and try to break their wrist. Do it across their. Yeah, I want that.
Man.
I want that slough banging.
Yikes.
Well, no, I got here. You talking about slough banging. Check this out. Kara Vanderwick. Jailed after having sex with Pitbull and Trump dogs.
Doggy style.
Yep, and not a Q dog.
Doggy style.
Las Vegas.
A wolf dog.
There you go. Kara Vanderwick, a 23-year-old Nevada woman, was jailed Tuesday after she was allegedly caught by police officers having sex with the pit bull in the front yard.
Didn't we do it a long time ago?
No, that
not,
was the,
not her.
That was
the
dude
who
got turned on by a donkey.
No, the dude who
so
got turned
me
in,
there.
In the backyard, and he was doing
Yes, that's one of my clips.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, go whoop a bear. Yeah, that's how the whoopin' bag got started.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, according to Las Vegas Metro Police, an officer was patrolling the 300 block of 16th Street Tuesday when he came across a naked woman who was appearing to be engaged in sexual relations with a dog.
On the outside?
In the front.
Ooh, that's
for the naked, you know, neighbor.
Yikes.
For the kids to see.
There you go.
Doggy style.
Officers arrived on the scene to find the woman, who was still dressed, laying on the ground. When the woman saw the officers approach, she said, "Hi."
Don't
and then
face,
began
bro.
Fondling the dog in a sexual manner. Red Rocket, hi. Would
that's
you like? Want to play? No.
That's nasty.
Yes, it is. You should see her, too.
I saw.
Oh, did you see her? Yeah, she's a, yeah.
She
is a slut.
She's a slut, yeah. When officers tried to question her, she appeared intoxicated and didn't know her name, the year, and couldn't identify who the current president is. She just kept saying, dog.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
President cigarette smoker.
There you
go. I hate myself right now.
Yeah, the investigator identified as Kara Vanderwick warned officers that she was bipolar as they placed her under arrest.
As I woke up,
officers provided a blanket to cover herself with until the neighbors could come with clothes. And so they didn't put her in a hot box like Django's wife.
Nah. She wasn't considered a comfort girl.
you know what irked me about that movie, man.
Okay.
This,
oh, she can see.
Well, baby, it's going by now, it's on DVD at this point.
Jamie's out sending them out now.
Right.
Oh, so come watch me get Django. Karen, why?
They don't punish her for being sassy, but they're so prized because she didn't supposedly have any real scratches on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw her in the hot box, a big steel box they buried underground so the heat would exhaust them. But they threw her in naked, so how come the metal box didn't burn her and fry like an egg? Oh, I'm sorry. That's science.
I'm with you.
That just as soon as I saw that, I'm like, "Yep, Quentin just wanted to get her naked," and that's
all that was.
Right?
No,
you got to get in the box naked because that's how they did back then. They called it the egg fryer.
No, but it was dog.
Oh wow!
Burning.
And sure enough, who showed
just get in the box. Where did they just get in the box?
To your left.
I put good money to see.
Scandalous.
Come on, y'all. Justin. So you call all the old people even in the movie. Justin, Robin Thicke, all y'all. Get over here. Let's watch with a hot box pizza. I hate this.
Yeah, Quentin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, all y'all, this is in the script. Call her a bunch of knockers.
Yeah. You know, it's liberating. and I'm an artist.
Okay, so were there any, what did they do with her again? Did she get arrested or was she cited?
Oh, she was arrested, yeah, for lewd conduct and just conduct unbecoming of a human.
You're screwing a dog.
Really, in the front yard. You couldn't go in the basement.
That just goes to prove you. Sex is important. Because she was just doing some bestiality with the dog.
Because I'm just a boyfriend.
She was not as big as a dog.
In Afghanistan.
Look, you not as big as a dog.
No, he's over there in the war.
Jesus. I called him an Afghani. Whatever. I'm good tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, Django did make me a little.
Yeah, that it
rubbed me wrong.
I mean,
man.
Like I said, it's the best bad movie I've ever seen. But it's still stuff like when they went Midnight Ride.
Yeah.
Well, first off, this was during slavery. There was no Midnight Ride, and they could freely just go beat who the hell they wanted to. So yeah. There was no need for them to wear masks. That was just.
Now, I got
a good bunch of Klan jokes he wanted to do in there. Was like, we got to work this in.
Make
that historical important thing.
Yeah, make them laugh a little bit at their pain. We can't get through these holes.
What?
Y'all can't.
It's a funny scene. It's got what's his name? Jonah. What's his name?
Jonas.
Yeah.
Jonas. Not like the
Jonah. The comedic.
Young comedian.
The fat
guy who
talks
a lot of
weight.
Right.
And he was funny. I mean, it was a funny scene, but it wasn't. I was sitting there like, wait a minute. No, there was no Klan. No Night Riders.
It was a slavery.
Slavery, right.
It was funny when they went out riding at night.
Oh, Quentin had a ball.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Quentin said, I even played a role where I was dumb just to make y'all feel better.
See?
No.
You can't say I can say
it. I can say it. I'm Quentin.
Nah, said it's okay.
Spike had a problem later.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
Candace, go ahead.
I'm having a little difficulty here.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Ankle in the way.
There you go. That's not a problem. Because, see, I was itching to get to this story.
Go
ahead. Wife pours boiling hot water over cheating husband's penis.
There you go. We're going to make it. Is it really important? Is it really important?
You know what's crazy? Remember when I say, oh, yeah, because it's going to go there?
Oh, yeah.
Yolevi Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Her cheating husband, Nefer Nathan.
Whoa, what kind of interracial?
Yeah. She went over there to the Dog Islands and got her some. You see a snake? Let's watch a black snake moan. Jamie to the radiator.
What you doing to that boy?
Nafir Nathan, that she allegedly poured a pot of boiling hot water over his genitals while he was sleeping, according to.
Oh my God.
Early Donnell. I guess he's the leader.
the leader of what?
The house. He's the leader of the sleeper.
There it is.
That's earlier in the day, the Colombian woman reportedly received a call from her husband's mistress. Informing her they had just indulged in passionate lovemaking.
Wait, say that again.
Earlier in the day,
the mistress called.
The Colombian reportedly received a call from her husband's mistress informing her that they had just indulged in passionate lovemaking.
Who does that?
You know,
girl.
The dip called the wife, huh?
The dip called the woman and said, is bang your man.
Passionately.
I just did the Nathan out of him. But when Nathan arrived home, he reported to Lopez that he had come home late because he had gone out with the filas.
That's right.
That's
called a cell meeting.
After work for some drinks. At nighttime, an unsuspecting Nathan fell fast asleep when Lopez went to the kitchen to put on a pot of hot water.
I'm going to make some tea.
You go to sleep. You with your, I know you're drunk. Yeah, put these tea bags with the other brother. Once the woman point, Lopez reportedly checked her husband to make sure he was in deep sleep.
Baby.
The woman,
baby,
Nathan. The woman then allegedly poured it boy, it's piping hot content over her husband's genitals.
And what did she say? Say what she said.
Yeah, but he went, oh,
that's so...
They got to throw words around.
Can they be classified as words? I mean...
Yeah, she went full Spanish, and he went full Durkadurk.
Yeah, he went.
Translated with "for the love of Allah."
And,
oh my God!
And
she said, "Sweet Mary."
Yes. The pain.
The pain.
There was a lot of spears and sombreros involved.
Not spears.
Oh yeah.
And bomb.
Neighbors in the couple's town of Martinez in Northwest Colombia told police that Natan's blood curl is green.
Yep.
Wait, say that last part again.
They said that Natan's blood curling screams pierced, quote unquote, pierced the night sky.
But we didn't think anything was wrong. That's they always get it in.
And I thought I just grabbed my children because you know when they got. Usually when they get that loud, a bomb went off.
Right. The neighbors rolled over. Oh, don't worry about it. Ramadan's over.
There you go.
Oh my God, no.
Natan was rushed to the local
hospital. Justice when I need him.
Well, Natan was rushed to the local genital injuries. However, doctors said Natan's genitals were utterly destroyed.
In other words,
you now
you might as well go and get that surgery.
Is it really important? Is it?
It's like it's a small fried crater down there. That's your life now, Natan. Natan has nothing. Search for Lopez, who immediately disappeared
and went further south. Further south.
According to the neighbors, Lopez has not been seen since.
Oh, yep. She's like, over. I'm going back to El Salvador. I don't need this.
Who burnt this man up?
He has Chris.
He has. I
hot takes just logged in, too.
I don't know what I'd do if. Yeah.
He looked. It just made that sound like the chew toy that's dying.
Yeah.
We talking weird.
That's a fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is too much.
Poor Pillow.
Poor little Tink Tink.
Poor little Dink Dink.
You gotta go back to Pakistan, pack it. Nothing.
There you go. Yeah, that's what this bag's for now. That's what
attachment. Hold on. I'll be with you in a minute.
Let me grab a black guy. Let me go to the closet and grab my black guy.
He's got a chef with him.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm ready to read my story now whenever you all are ready.
Okay, well, it's break time once again. Let's go ahead and go into break, and when we come back, Candace is going to regale us with her beautiful story. True Brothers Radio.
That's a black guy. Your spouse took us out, man.
Right.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga Luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hi, what are you afraid of? Heights? Flying? Polio? Whatever your fear, it's time to face it. Hi, I'm Darius Fontaine, the creator of Inversion Therapy. For years, we've helped patients get past their deepest and darkest fears and get on with their lives. Just listen to this.
I was having really dark thoughts. I wanted to sleep with my mother. Now that I've done it, I don't want to anymore.
Incredible! But, you know, it works. That's Inversion Therapy. Fear it, face it, do it, conquer it! Got it? Just listen again.
Yeah, okay. I was terrified of my children being harmed, so I stabbed them. Didn't hurt me that much. Yeah, now I'm not afraid of anything.
That's another life saved! Inversion Therapy works! I know. When you take your fear head on, then it's time to move on. I'm Darius Fontaine. Call me today. I'll change your life. Promise. Call 1-866-FACE-FEAR.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Merriam-Webster allegedly accused neighbor of training squirrel to tear up flowers. This is pretty nuts. Merriam-Webster, a 78-year-old United Kingdom woman, found guilty of tearing up flowers in her neighbor's garden, may have done it because she believed her own garden had been destroyed by a trained squirrel. How funny is that? Webster, who has been dubbed a neighbor from hell, according to Birmingham Mail, was found guilty last week of criminal damage and ordered by a judge to keep the peace for 6 months. Prosecuting attorney Kaya Ball told Solihull Magistrates Court that the flowers were not, quote-unquote, just an isolated incident. Since 2002, the West Midlands Police have received more than 40 complaints about the Webster's behavior, a spokeswoman told the Birmingham Mail. Reported incidents have included allegations of Webster yelling and swearing at passersby with no provocation. She is very proud of her garden, one neighbor said, according to the Daily Mail. And she got it into her head that someone had it in for her and was jealous of her flowers. She became convinced a resident had trained a squirrel, sorry, that's just funny to me, to enter her garden after dark and tear up her flowers. We have plenty of bad neighbors on our side of the pond. In September, a Rhode Island woman was accused of training her pet cockatoo to cuss at her neighbors, who just happened to be her ex-husband and his new girlfriend. And in November, a Louisiana woman put up Christmas lights shaped like a middle finger, claiming she had an ongoing dispute with her neighbors. And the profane display was, quote-unquote, the only means I have to express myself to these people.
There you go.
Rocky.
Yep. That's what I was...
World.
Rocky. Hey, Rocky, go take the news. And now for something you really enjoy. Get your...
I'm with you.
The flying squirrel.
Yeah, one thing handles Rocky.
What's that?
Oh. That'll learn him.
Now all you need is the body falling.
You're right. But off the tree.
Yeah.
There it is. Because they just all... Man, you really got to dislike your ex to just move your new girl, move across the street with your new girl.
Yeah, that's just.
I want you to see how happy I am every day of the week.
I leave the blinds open for that, though. Be like, every day I'd be like, remember when Peter stayed across from Cleveland?
Right.
And he just used to ram his house fall like, no. My house would look like Cleveland's house afterwards.
Right.
Like, just everything could be. And I call her, like, hey, did you get your mail today? You should get it. And then just have her come outside and open up this.
Open it for her. Here you go.
He told, excuse me.
By the way, it's really important.
Yeah. If you didn't know. And then she'll walk away, like, remember in Waiting to Exhale how Loretta Devine walked away from Gregory Hines? Extra.
Right.
Have her do that.
Right. They had her do, does that really get to you, Loretta Devine walking away from you?
Well, it got to Gregory.
Well,
I didn't really.
Gregory liked white women. Really,
well, in the movie,
he
liked it. He
died after that, too.
I'm sure.
Literally.
That pork. I know he died.
Yeah.
Last tap dance. Yeah, he went divine.
Right.
That's what happened. Once you go
By
divine.
The way, the chat room is up and running.
Yeah, so once you go divine, you die.
Well, we got a new visitor to the chat room, too, the woman trainer. I think she's here for it. Really important.
Can't wait to get into that.
Yeah.
Half an hour conversation,
yes.
Sex. Do you
need? Yes. So, yeah, I heard you got some Breaking Bears news.
Oh, Breaking Bears news. Speaking of breaking up some Swisher Sweets, your boy Jamarcus Webb gets caught with that ooh-wee.
There you go. Now you can see why he can't block.
Yep. I'm high. He popped the molly and he's sweating.
That boy, the Webster. Boy, I hate that guy.
Then they wonder why he was
well, you know what?
Food.
Right. Well, you know what? He probably don't do, you know, Cutler probably put that in his bag. Like, yeah, go ahead, man. No hard feelings.
Yeah, whatever.
He's over there, fellas.
The same stuff you caught at Ocho's house. It's in his bag. Also, he had that gun.
Jamarcus Webb. Is he the worst lineman you've ever seen?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he has to be the worst lineman I've ever seen in here. Because everything was oops.
Every other thing lineman do. You could Jedi mind trick him and get the quarterback. He's bad.
I've never seen one dude. It was one time they had a false start.
Yep.
And
go ahead.
Started,
I know what you're talking
and he
about.
He went through his motions.
Yep.
Of his block. I'm like, really?
He didn't like the. He threw the flag, blew the whistle, and he got up and did his. Yeah. Soldier Field.
What a soldier.
And then people had the nerve to get mad at Cutler because he slapped him one and was like, are you trying to kill me?
I told you, man. I was all for that slap.
You should have hit him in the head with his helmet.
You know, he looks like he sits down and eat peanut butter.
With no spoon.
He looks
just
like
in the middle of the floor.
Yeah,
you
Indian style.
Remember the little kid who used to sing My Baloney House the first name? That's how he gets to rocking. And
he looks like he's a
peanut butter.
He looks like he cuts off actual pajama pants, makes them shorts, and he sits in the middle of the floor in his style and puts his hand in Skippy.
Yeah.
He looks like he does that.
Yeah, playing Atari.
Yeah. And then he looks like he cries if it rolls away from him. He don't look like he gets up and walks to it. He looks like he'll crawl.
And look at his girl and like, you really going to leave me here? Can you bring me my peanut butter?
Yeah, he's a dummy.
he's sluffish.
We need that red fox, you big dummy. We need that.
Yeah.
We need
Don't write it down. I have it. Yeah.
Whatever.
You big. Yeah. That's a good one. Anyway. I think it's good one.
I know.
Like
so,
that.
Yeah, but I'm just tired. I'm tired, man.
Yeah. He's a mugwump. He's just.
It's a lot of things that he is in life, but successful in one of or smart. I call him.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir.
But I'd say for the most part though he got a little check out of him. I'm sure he did.
Well, he got more than a little.
I mean,
the future.
I guess you gotta. I'm surprised they still haven't released him yet, though.
New coach, trust me.
I hope.
Trust me.
He loves him a quarterback. So
trust
we'll see
me. Yeah.
We done jump. Ooh, right
how many? Yeah.
We done jump right into sports. We need to do that.
We need a sports show.
We need a sports show. Put it on the network.
Here you go. Japanese women rent out thighs to advertisers.
What that? What that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
pencil leg.
I haven't seen one Japanese woman with thighs.
Wow.
I have.
Japanese women are renting out their legs as advertising space in a bizarre new trend.
Oh. Well, you can only fit W.
Exactly. It's one. Yeah, they got pictures. It's like one little logo.
Yeah,
looks
ain't like
too big.
It's the Mountain Dew logo without the. It's just M.
Right. Because you couldn't put Mountain Dew on a Japanese thigh. That's so, just a wrap around.
That's too much like Godzilla. Go ahead,
dude. The service is being promoted by Absolute Territory PR, which claims a number of women taking part in this is increasing by the day.
Let me ask you this. Do they hire amputees?
No.
What if
no, that's for your short rates. those are your sale rates. We can't get you the full waters, but guess what?
We got
a plan for you.
Yep. Because we like your face.
Because we like your face.
You get a half off.
We'll give you this stump.
Go ahead.
There you go. The company takes its name from a Japanese phrase that I ain't even going to try to say, Hakajaka Samanya Yokosaka, which
yep,
is absolute territory. That's
oh
what
let's go there.
I was
a lot of
trying to put that yes
together. Huh?
Yes, it was a lot of stuff, which refers to the exposed flesh between the high knee sock and the skirt. They wear high knees, right? But you know they get the Japanese businessmen get flustered by the little kids going by in the little
I just know you couldn't. They couldn't show hand. They porn.
No, well there you go.
The public hand.
So they save them.
Yeah, no. They,
now
they,
it's
they
all
it
better.
Out.
Now it's now we can show it. Kid show. Participating women get an advertising sticker attached to their thigh and go on with their life as usual.
A sticker.
As long as the ad is showing on their legs for 8 hours a day or more, their job is done and they get paid an advertising fee.
Watch how many sisters over here like, I need to go to Japan.
You could put electronic billboards on a
precious thigh.
On a wow.
Whatever.
Whole movie screen. So their work, the participants must post pictures of themselves wearing the ad on their Facebook and Twitter pages or other social media sites.
Why we don't think about that to generate revenue?
True Brothers?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we just, hey,
yeah,
how you doing?
Because we have a producer supreme who goes, yeah, no.
She can
hey,
be a
smart guy.
She'll.
Smart guy indeed.
Yeah.
What? Wait. Shh. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Now we
got 17 minutes. Let's go.
And first off, second hour conversation will be in sex important. Now, my question is, why couldn't we advertise our? That's an ingenious way to advertise. You know, you're gonna look. See, here's my thing.
Yeah.
We need jogging pants with Truth Buzz Radio. Women jogging pants with True Buzz Radio on the butt. Reason why?
Oh no!
Okay.
Yeah, not again.
Why not?
Other cheek.
Why
no.
not? Why not?
No. Okay, let me ask you something.
That it only looks
okay,
like. I want to see that. I want to see True Bro because
True Bro.
I want to see Chabro. Because Serena Williams.
I don't know what Trevorrow is, but boy, they're going to get a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, let me flip it around. Why would we want to do that?
Well, hey, free advertising, first off, right?
Well, it's not free. They're paying now.
Let's go. Second off, we can actually roll that into making money. People will be like, hey, Serena Arena. That's what I'm going to call her now.
Right.
Around Serena's Arena, we got True Bro. Women will be like, hey, True Bro got a nice thing. I want to buy some True Brothers jeans. Now, some people is going to say, True Brothers Radio brought to you every Monday.
That's all I'm talking. For some people,
yeah,
it's going to say all that.
Because we're talking.
Okay, so why can't we just put that on the back of a hoodie as opposed to across somebody's butt?
Guys is going to say, I don't, again, you get sex sales. Let's be 100. Sex sales, right?
Yeah.
If I can't, like, you know, I mean, to be honest, I don't want to push sex to the kids. You don't do that. But grown people.
But putting words across somebody's ass was going to do that. Especially for that six-year-old who's trying to sound out words.
Yep.
Standing in the grocery line behind the mama. Mama, what is a true roll roll?
A Nelly.
That's not a good example.
Hey, Nelly made millions off Apple Bottom. Right?
Who?
Now, why can't the True Brothers at least expand? All we want to do is expand.
I want someone's bad ass. 818-514-1202. Listeners, what you think? Who think we should go with
boo!
That?
Boo! Boo on you, sir! Look, if people are going to look regardless, it's not like...
Oh, no!
If they made True bras, I wouldn't be surprised if brothers didn't look. You're going to look regardless, right? Right or wrong?
All right.
Now we're quiet.
It's
all there.
You can look. Does that make... We'll talk later.
I'm cute. What do you want to talk about? All I'm saying is, if guys and some girls, who that especially the ones we've seen on that show, took it back out the other day, that if they're going to look anyway...
Okay, I'll compromise with you. Okay. Well, you want to put something on the bumper, right? Put it on the bumper sticker. You want to put it on the ass or something, put it on the ass of your car. How about that? I like that better.
Yeah, I could go with that.
I could explain.
You know what's good? You know, I like what you're saying, and that's fine. But in 2 weeks, next week is Masculinity Dead, and I'm just scared that then the wrong people who wear skinny jeans might end up wearing your True Bro Rolls, and you're not gonna be happy. You're not gonna like it.
Guys are taking what women wear and they turning
it
into their thing anyway.
No, I don't want that though.
No, I don't want it. But hey, man, if you
make I don't want any words across my butt.
No, you shouldn't have to.
That draws attention. That brings negative attention to somebody to put their eyes on your behind. I'm just saying.
If you wore, let's put it like this, you could wear jogging pants. They're gonna look. You can wear regular pants, they're going to look. Some people just can't hide the fact that God gave them something nice to look at, right?
But, okay, and maybe I'm saying this, and Devon, I'm sorry, don't take it personal. I'm saying this because I'm the one, you know, my daughter had, I took my daughter shopping one day. Every pair of pants that was in that store had something written across the butt. And to me, that just draws your eye to look at someone's behind. Now, yeah, you might, you know, the mom might buy the clothes. We might intend it for it to be adult. But then, you know, we all know kids, you know, wear clothes and stuff like that, take their parents' clothes and throw them on and run here or run there. You know, I just, that's my whole thing with it. It's my perception of it. So maybe if I'm getting a little too literal, I'm sorry, but that's just where I'm at.
Gotcha. What's your story?
Candy.
What?
Your story?
Yeah, so you.
Are you waiting on me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn already? All right, I'm ready. Well, since we're talking about butts, Alexis Clancy caught with a needle up her butt in Florida, drug bust authorities say.
A syringe?
Just when authorities thought they had cleaned out a group of alleged drug offenders, one suspect revealed she had a trick up something other than her sleeve. What began as a routine traffic stop led police in Florida to the drug-related arrest of four individuals, including one woman with a needle shoved up her anus, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Jordan Gruth, 23, Donald Carlo Acquarelli, 25, Teal Lee Thompson, 22, and Alexis Ann Clancy, 20, initially denied possession of illegal substances when they were approached by deputies Tuesday for not having brake lights. But when backup units arrived, the search began, and that's when drugs started popping up everywhere. According to the sheriff's office, when deputies began to search began the search of Gruz. They asked if he had anything hidden in his prosthetic leg. Cruz said he had a small bag of cocaine in it and handed it to the deputy.
Okay.
A search of Thompson found a plastic bag he located in her bra that contained morphine and hydromorphone pills. Clancy said she had a hydromorphone pill in her wallet left on the driver's seat. Narcotics in your prosthetic leg would be impressive, but these sharp suspects managed to do one better. Clancy also told deputies she had another hypodermic needle hidden in her butt, according to police. She was removed from the patrol car and produced a needle from her backside and gave it to the deputy. Police eventually found five hypodermic needles filled with a clear substance that tested positive for opiates. All four individuals were placed in county jail for following the incident. According to authorities, Gruz and Accarelli were both charged with possession of cocaine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Thompson was charged with possession of morphine, possession of hydromorphone, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Clancy was charged with possession of opiates, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting an officer.
Who to smoke opium?
You know what? How do people talk people into doing stuff like that?
When they're high.
Putting a needle in your behind.
The needle was tough.
Well, sure, but still, how do you convince someone?
We had a story in A Terrible Truth. Put up a girl who cocaine school.
Yes.
So you got a girl.
Would that be uncomfortable?
I'm assuming it had the tip on it, you know, the plastic tip on it, but just the. No. Someone thought that was a good idea. I mean, I understand maybe panic set in, and you know you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not putting one up there.
I got you. Like, hope not.
That's so stupid.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did they give her a reason? Did they give a reason why she did it though? Like, they wanted to get high, and that's the only needle they had, or
just didn't want to get
caught? No, they found five of them.
They found five needles.
What?
I didn't hear.
Before. Yes, did you miss that part of the story? They found five of those needles. In the car. She just happened to have one shoved up her butt.
Wow. Audrea just entered the chat room, too. What's up, Drea?
I didn't know that.
That is just, how do you convince people? Can someone convince you to do that?
Well, nobody could convince
me
to do that.
I'm saying, how do people convince?
I'm not going
to. I wish I had the type of skill to convince people to do stuff like that. That's gotta just be a skill, though.
Maybe she decided to say, you know what? Look, this is my personal need. I don't want to share it with nobody.
Five of them.
Yeah,
I'll take all y'all's to put them in here, and then we'll all have our needles.
Well, no, they said
she didn't have five in her butt. Understand that she did not have five of them in her butt. She just had one.
Yeah, she only had one. There was five in the car, but she only had one up her.
Well, she's like, y'all gonna get caught with y'all needles, but. Like, you can get anal raped if you want to. I'm a hide mine.
Up they could be. Like, people would have.
And then Buddy with the prosthetic leg.
What else?
Oh, my God.
The cop is not going to suspect the prosthetic leg at all.
Yep.
No, they talked to him first.
He
had a sack of, sack of cocaine in it. They got him first.
Yeah.
He was a driver, so, you know.
Whatever.
It's
his
vehicle.
They're idiots. Whatever.
They're very, very stupid.
I didn't know that you can actually put a needle up there. I mean, I knew things could, but I didn't assume that wouldn't that be dangerous to the.
That's
point
what I was saying. Like, what if
it, right? If that top comes off or shifts in any way, and then trying to pull it out is what I don't get. Because how would you? Which way does it go in? So you don't stab your. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it go anything.
Do you go backwards? How do you get it back out?
Maybe it was
easy peasy.
Maybe it was a string, I think.
All right, shoot up.
All right, boy.
Don't even wash it off.
Shoot
me up.
Because I said this was the. Anyway.
Hey, I told you this was the end. Shoot me up.
Ew.
Pour that powder and put it on me. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right.
There's nothing like drugs going through a third degree burn to get you going.
Now, open
I
up.
Guess.
Where did I put my keys in there? Oh, well.
Wow. Just point to your figure. Where did your life go wrong
when you put the needle in your butt? Like,
Yeah.
I don't. Well, as a guy, you should. I mean, I'm lucky no guys was doing it. I'm sure a guy has probably done it.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, because your boy Wayne put an iPod in his ass.
Wayne who?
Little Wayne.
Who?
Wait a minute. Wait. Lil Wayne.
Remember when he went to jail for the gun possession?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like months later they caught him with his iPod in the cell and they took it. And he said he shoved it up his ass to get into prison.
It's that serious.
Hey, man.
Mm.
I think I got
it.
But wait a minute.
Hey.
Was it a nano?
Maybe it was
a show picture of it.
Maybe it was an iPad. I don't know.
I don't look at that though.
Maybe
like,
that would
tell a story.
Yeah, don't you?
Right.
That boy too.
And yeah, and they caught him. They listening to his iPod, and they like, "What are you doing? Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, I ain't got no worries. We gonna take your iPad. Trust me, you can have that one. I got another one.
I got it right.
I ain't got no
right.
worries.
That was just my iPod Touch.
Yep.
I got a 5-pack.
Put the stats on my E-Trade.
So." Right. So somehow using an iPhone is abandoned this establishment.
Frowned upon this establishment. That is my commercial.
Why is that dude? Why is I didn't know, Lil
that
Wayne.
That is my commercial, Jack.
I started kissing baby and all the other
he's
sleeping with the man girl.
And don't forget the whole Emmett Till thing was wrong too.
Yeah.
That was
he's a knucker.
He's a knucker. Yeah, he's knucking it up.
He's
knucking it up real nice.
Did y'all hear anything? I know we're a little off on this, but did y'all hear anything about the Beyonce Super Bowl performance and how it was demonic? Like,
no.
I saw that video this morning.
Yeah, the devil worship.
She's wearing the star horse. I mean, the eye of Horus and all that other stuff. Jay-Z and their cult following, and how she summoned the spirits to come in and take over her body.
That's why the lights went out on the 49ers.
Nah, lights went out because they say I'd be damned if we lose.
Right. Well, enough of that. Move right along.
We're
about to get into our second hour topic. Is the sex really important? And everybody chime in. This should be a fun one. I've been looking forward to this one all week. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Typing pool at work, think of you more as a teddy bear than a tiger. Do you whack off in your minivan while listening to teen pop? You know, you'll be dead soon. You've missed out on so much. It's not too late to make a change. At the Midlife Crisis Center, we know you've made a success of yourself. Why are you sharing it with others? Why not enjoy it while you have a chance? What's holding you back? cowardice. We'll get you to the other side of your despair. We specialize in real estate, divorce attorneys, mistress placement, plastic surgery, hair coloring and replacement, male fur coats, and much more. With a designer clothing store and sports car dealership on site, the Midlife Crisis Center will help you discover life while you still can. Come with your wife, leave with a sports car. While you've made a success of yourself, her chest has gone south. How can you have that trollop on your arm for a second longer? The answer is you can't. Ignore your children. Take yourself seriously. Visit the Midlife Crisis Center today.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I guess it helped if I turn on the mics. Truth Brothers Radio. Yeah, it's been a minute, and we are back. The second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There we go.
That's bang.
It's not all warp speed. And Candace is trying to get is in the chat room and doing her thing.
Thank you.
We was waiting for you to say something.
Hey, you all cut out again. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, now let's get to the crust of the meat, right? Literally. Sex.
How is it?
Is it important at all?
Can you be in a sexless relationship?
No.
Because I've heard people. Yeah, right, roll the credit.
Right.
No, I've heard people say that they could be in a sexless relationship.
Who?
Yeah, who? Were they in the 60s, 70s, or 80s?
Even then, our plans don't get to it in.
that's kind of where I'm at. I can understand it better if that were the case.
I'm planning on getting me some Cialis at 80. Not tomorrow, just
right.
At 80.
Nah, I just have bottles of tequila laying around.
For y'all though, so you don't need that. Y'all.
It's cheaper than Cialis, and I wouldn't take Cialis anyway. But you get the general idea.
I got you. But to really get there, though, I do believe that sex is a very, very important common denominator in a relationship. I feel like it's extremely important. I don't know. I mean, outside of strict compatibility, sex comes second. A straight-up high second to me.
Uh-huh. A high second.
A high second, though. Like, could you... 818-514-1202. Can anybody really, honestly, be in a sexless relationship?
Would you want to?
Nope.
I mean, if you're forced into this, I mean, there's times you could be forced into it.
Yeah.
There's times you could be forced into it, and I get that, but I don't want to be, I'm not going to volunteer.
Yeah, I mean, let's just ask this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Truth Brothers. If you were in a relationship and something happened to your significant other that they couldn't have sex, like your boy, he's walking around skateboard now from the waist down. From the waist
up.
Okay.
Right. They call him Willie.
Yeah. And he's doing all the extra, but he's doing it on his hands only. Could you stay with that dude?
I could stay with him, but we'd have to have an understanding that I'm going to have to do some things outside.
Really?
Wow. Why
really?
You're asking me to go a lifetime.
For love.
I grease your wheels.
Oh, like, love has nothing to do with it, but you still, there's still a physical need. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if the shoe were on the other foot, I would have to understand that, hey, look, you know, he may still love me. He'll take care of me. He'll make sure I still come number one. But his physical needs need to be met.
Okay, with that being said, you the dude, right? He takes care of your physical needs. You know you can't do that no more. Are you cool with that, though?
I'm not cool with being incapacitated, but if he's still willing to stay with me and take care of me, it would be hard for me to deal with. But in a grander scheme of things, I mean, sex is important to a certain extent, but when you have something like that happen to you, I mean, you know, it's hard enough, and it's going to be stressful for both parties. So I would have to, you know, if I love him enough, I would have to understand that. And if that's the one thing that's going to, you know, that'll make things better, in so to speak, for him to go out and, you know, I don't necessarily want to know about it. I'm not saying that, but I'm not going to be oblivious to the fact that he's got physical needs.
Yeah, Hot Topic said that most people would say they would stay, but most people wouldn't be honest about getting.
They would not be honest about it. Would not.
Andrea said you'd have to hold a gun in my head and hold me hostage to force me into that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in her camp. I can love you, but yeah, look, hey, stuff.
But see that. But what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just, hey, Stubby, I love you, and I always make sure that your stubs are clean, but,
I mean,
you would leave your spouse?
I didn't say I would leave. I said, hey, Stubby, I'm going to make sure your stubs are clean.
But I need
but
to get
I
out.
Need, yeah,
man.
We
got to tiptoe.
Okay, but what makes that different from what I said?
Nothing. No one said.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I thought you were disagreeing that maybe it's a static that's kind of throwing me off a little bit.
I think we all on the same page as far as we both know. Well, we all know that it's to a point where you eat, no matter how much you love a person, you're going to stay with them, but you're going to go out and get your own. We're going to say feeling. You're going to go out there and
get
your feel.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, if but I, again, does that make you a bad person? I guess
no, it makes you human. I mean, look, again, forget the get off of the stuff, people. We're getting off that.
Okay.
Regular relationship. Lady, can you be with a dude who may not be the size you accustomed to or may not be as adept in the boudoir as you would like, but you know, hey, he's adequate in everything else. He might pay bills. Is that good enough?
No.
1-8-5-1-4-1-2-0-2. Just ask it. I want to hear from the woman trainer because I keep seeing that name up, but she ain't made a comment.
I don't know.
That's a guy.
That might be. I said I want to hear from him. So,
you know what? If a person just goes out and says, you know what? I think I could that. We're going to even say a person. I'm going to say me. Could I be with somebody who the sex was not what I'm accustomed to as far as like off the chain or over the I could. I really could.
Yeah.
I really could.
Could you not cheat on them?
That would be, yeah. Now, that's the question. Yeah, you could with an asterisk at the bottom.
I could.
You know what? Because
I really could.
Yeah, but you know what people do say, you know, first off, being in a monogamous relationship, they always make the thing of saying, okay, well, do you want the same steak every day? Because that's what you're subjecting yourself to. And that's in a regular monogamous. Now, what if it's dry, bad steak every day? What if it's cooked steak?
If it's cold chicken.
What if it's cold chicken? I'd have a problem with someone who lays there like a cold fish, and I suppose I don't know.
Good point. I mean, but at the same time, though, I think a lot of times we feel like we're obligated to stay regardless of that, if the sex is bad or not, because
right.
You got people who will look at you, oh, man, you cheating on her for what? Because
right.
Sex was garbage.
And then, right, and like, but and let's be honest, whenever a guy leaves anything, it's rarely, he rarely has a good excuse as that's going to supposed to be justified as why he left. Now, women say, oh, yeah, 5 minute man, yeah, no, I got out of there. Girl, high five.
I know, cause I ain't handling it.
Right.
I got you.
Right.
Couldn't even get me there.
Right. But you know what? You know how. And ladies, again, I want to get some comments from you guys out there. A lot of, to me, is I've come across a lot of women who seem to have that attitude that, you know what, all I really got to do is lay there, and he's got to do this right. He's got to do the work. He better bring it. I'm by just bringing this begging body to the field.
You know, I do know a lot of women who feel that way. I do know a lot of women that just... Look, this is me.
I'm breaking this, and this I'm
now,
I'm good.
I'm gonna lay back here.
Now do what we do.
Get your Sealy on. So
I do have a lot.
I do know a lot of people think like that though, and that's an issue in itself though. I guess you could say that because everybody wants to. I mean, as what's the word I'm looking for? As calm or as studious as we appear or try to appear, everybody has that little inner person in them to say, hey man, put me in the back of her throat. Like, everybody has that.
Yikes! What?
Yeah, everybody has that, hey man, put your knee
oh,
in the back.
Wow.
And some women are into that. Some women like the whole
knee in the back of the throat.
Yeah, put your knee.
The point of your knee.
The point.
First off, get some pointy knees.
There you go.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, but no, so some women, and then you got women that just, no, nothing, just regular. Give me 87th grade game. I want 87th grade. Don't even go to 89. Give me 87th grade gas. So, you know, I mean, whatever. I can't get the idea of sex not being a major part in a relationship, and whoever says that, they're lying. It's for
right.
It's like women who can't say, "Oh, he's a preacher, and I could be with him because he's a preacher, and he chose to give up sex until he was married." Okay, now ask yourself this: you find out the preacher ain't your holy blessing. Now what? After married him. He's not giving you your holy milk. Are you
your holy milk?
Your holy.
There you go.
Whatever. Are you?
Oh my God.
Whatever. I'm speaking real. If you the reason I feel like you have to, I think sex is important because you have, especially if you get into a relationship with somebody, you have to know what you're gonna deal with if you choose to deal with this person.
I do agree with that, especially if you've already had sex. I do agree with that. Now, you two virgins starting out, yeah, cool, fine.
Right.
But, yeah, you got to know what you getting into. I do agree with that.
And that's important. That's
it is. In that facet, it is important, yes.
Right. So, question is, okay, is it really?
Hey, fellas, I think we need to take a break. I think we need to take a break. We need to check some things really quick, audio-wise.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio. And is sex really important?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you don't have an iPhone, I'd ask you what's wrong with you, but I already know. You're poor, or a loser, or a person who doesn't care about technology, which means you're either poor or a loser. We didn't even make this commercial to sell you an iPhone. We made it to mock you for being one of the have-nots. We are the Sneetches with stars upon thars, and you are one of the regular Sneetches. If you don't have an iPhone, honestly, good. In your face. If you don't have an iPhone, frankly, go fuck yourself.
True Brothers Radio.
On corners with the foes and the moles. Watch her the store for the road. Talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking. Some put blow up their nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows. In they socks and they stoles. Niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed. Hoping for more with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it droves. They shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they go.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. And we're asking again, is sex really important when it comes to a relationship? And after a mile, whatever, we are back and we're doing what we do best. I think we left off talking about before you get married, should you have sex with a person and things like that. And we both, me and Candace actually was the ones who agreed that yes, you should, because you need to know what you're getting yourself into. We both feel like that's a very, very important thing, especially seeing as how sex is one of the things that keep people wanting to come back to a relationship.
Exactly. And the question I was about to ask was, if you're already, you know, you're not a virgin, you've been out in the game for a while, but you come across somebody that you like, and they've been saving something for marriage, should you marry a virgin?
I would.
I think that to me, that might raise the level of having bad. Why I want to marry you and then find out that you're terrible or unwilling to learn or got a lot of hang-ups and
well,
I don't know. I like
to. Oh,
I don't think I can marry a virgin.
I got you. But I took it as my brain went elsewhere. I took it as would you do a virgin and then once she got
would you marry a virgin and then I don't want to lock myself into a long-term relationship with someone who we ain't even tried that level. And I don't care about the oral and hand and all that they do.
The hand.
You know, they do everything up until they can tell it. And I don't know. I don't want to hear that. Hand ain't going to get me by for 10 years. I don't want to hear that.
I think it would be easier for a man to marry a virgin. Because, and, you know, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seems like there's more of a emotional connection with a guy being your first as a woman, as opposed to a guy, it being his first, you know, he may want to go out and try everything. Yeah, you might like Pepsi, but then you want to try Dr. Pepper and Sprite and ginger ale. And, you know, I just think that that would be more or less the result. Now, fellas, you can probably speak to that better than I can.
Well, me personally, I think it's easier for women to marry a virgin because
right. They're going to train them.
Exactly.
They're going to train them.
We can
train them to get him ready to drink Sprite and Dr. Pepper and ginger ale.
Right, but see, that's the thing. If you marry this virgin, right, the first time you get up with him, you'll go ahead. He'll probably last all the 37 seconds. That's fine. But after you get that curiosity out of him,
right?
He's gonna every day, he's gonna get better, right? He's supposed to get better because the more
mm-hmm.
Better you're supposed to be at it.
Sure. Now,
with guys who marry a virgin, guy virgins all the way up. The more they do, the more they things they want to try.
Women trying to please her.
Right, exactly.
But if a guy marries a virgin, and you've been out in the world, hell, you done got it in, you done lived your life, threesomes, all that, You done did it to the hilt, and you're going to do a virgin, and then you're going to say, okay, let me show you this. No, I can't do that. No. The Bible says, no, and no, I can't do no. Well, if they're saving themselves, a lot of times it's for religious purposes, I'm saying.
I know. I got
so it. They just, or they just, oh, no, you have, no.
Yeah, you
a guy who's been out there who considers himself a freak can't chain himself to a virgin because you've got to get her up to your level. And if she don't want to go, she not going. Now, a woman who's got a virgin dude, you're going to get him to your level.
Because if
and
he
may not
stuff,
go.
He's
right. He's
pump.
Not going to go beyond what you want unless he starts cheating. And then that's something different. But we're just saying
you
the,
can get
the
him to
male
your
virgin,
level
if he lasted
yeah.
that long, he's going to be loyal to you most likely.
Absolutely.
He's lasted this long. Oh, and we got a caller. Yeah, before we go there, let's go with the caller. Tony, you're on with the Truth Brothers.
Truth Brothers. Hey, Candace. Hey, Tony. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
That's been better. You know what the thing is that, you know, I think Candace hit the nail on the head when she said women have an emotional attachment when you talk about sharing the body.
Right.
They immediately get attached. You go and train this girl to your likings, to your preferences in the bedroom, and it's all good in the beginning. Everything's working fine. Now, what happens when you find that relationship is not working, that marriage is now ending? You're going to find her to be a Fruit Loop. She's going to flip out because she's got a greater emotional attachment because she was a virgin, taking something away from her that she can never get back.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, when you're talking about a woman saying, quote unquote, training a man that is a virgin to her liking, you know, I don't think there's not the emotional attachment that there is with the woman. He's just going to take what you've taught him, and he's going to move on, and he's going to try to get into expert status of maybe exemplifying those things that you've taught him, and then gaining something else.
That's what
for a woman too, because I mean you could take a woman who might be a virgin, and you might trip her freak switch, and she might go overboard. Be like, yeah, let me try it all.
That's true, but that's gonna take some time. That's gonna take a lot of time and a lot of. You have to be comfortable with something like that. And for someone who's been a virgin, you know, depending on how old they are at the time they, you know, finally decide to get hitched, I mean, that's a lot. You know, like Tony and I were saying, it's that emotional bond.
Right.
You plan to spend your life with this person. You've given them a piece of yourself that's extremely special that you, like Tony said, you can't get back.
Right.
So even if after the marriage doesn't work, she's still going to have that emotional connection to you, and it might not be as easy as to say, okay, well, let me see what's going on with the next person.
Right.
Because you're not really thinking that.
Right.
Women take sex more emotionally. Guys are more physical.
Right. And I see that in the chat room, Jay had commented that her emotions are not tied to being between her legs. And that's fine. Some women feel that. Some women feel that you have to have the all-out emotional connection, someone that can connect. But at some point, even though that you feel that you have to be stimulated intellectually, somehow or another the body plays a key in that. So you cannot get away with just saying, oh, well, you know, you can't destroy what I'm feeling or make me feel a certain way because we've connected with the mind. If that's the case, then what is the need for sex?
Yeah.
True enough.
But, you know, what you're saying about, I mean, for a lot of women, sex is emotional. Men, sex is physical.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the balance that's struck between the sexes. I mean, for men, sex can be just physical. And I mean, there's women who can do that, no doubt.
Oh, of course.
For the most
and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But for the most part, even though that, you know, we're talking about the physical, it does somehow connect with the emotional, you know. So I mean, it's just some women.
I mean, yeah, some women, but, I mean, at the same time, I think it just really depends on the person. Because I think there's a lot of people who just can say, I'm fine with just doing this, that I don't have no emotional attachment. And there are guys and girls who say that they literally do have an emotional attachment to the act itself. Like, I just wanted to get this off because this part of my, I don't want to say personality, but this part of me is this part of me. And then
I
get up and just leave. And it wouldn't be, I don't feel dirty. I don't feel a certain way after. I'm in my car driving back and would think twice about it because the urge or whatever I had is gone. And now I'm back to thinking about how I'm going to pay this car note now.
So let me ask you guys this. If you're in a relationship, is it good to go celibate for a while? Do you think that that would reconnect you guys spiritually or create a better emotional bond if you guys take a period of time, nothing long, nothing ridiculous, but just a period of time where y'all going to just, you know, just fast on sex for a while?
For me personally, I don't know. You know, for me personally, I think it gives it. I think it would give me, and I can't speak for everybody, but I think it would give me an opportunity to kind of like recharge my battery, so that I can be able to devote whatever it is that I'm bringing to that relationship or to this man, so I could bring it to him fully. I think that it would be for me basically just to recharge my battery and to reconnect with who I am spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, in a whole. I can't speak for other women, but that would just be me.
Right.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I have to totally agree with it.
And thanks for the call, Tony. You're wonderful.
No problem. You guys are doing a great job. Good topic.
Great. All right. And we've got
All right. Bye-bye.
We will go to the other caller. 678, you are on with the Truth Brothers.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is WT from Atlanta.
Hey, how you doing, bro? What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? I want to offer a suggestion for the conversation, and this is from a person who, you know, and I had to say this in advance so you understand where the mindset comes from. In my 20s, I spent a lot of time in Europe. I'm talking about over in Romania, England, France, the whole nine. And the sexuality there is so off the hook, and the lust for black men is so off the hook that getting blowjobs is easy, threesomes is easy, just like without even thinking. So with that said, you can saturate yourself so much with sexuality to where it doesn't really become important. And many a times I can tell when cats have had enough sex, still like it, but have enough sex, and I can tell when cats are still looking for that threesome that they ain't had yet. So with that said, I'm going to suggest for the conversation, the whole sexuality thing, man, it's good, but when any of us, male or female, put busting a nut as victory, it's like it really defeats the purpose for whatever we're trying to do. So with the whole virgin thing you guys were just saying, if you're a dude who's still trying to discover yourself at 35 or 45 and you're still trying to get your third threesome as opposed to your 45th, this stuff is important. This stuff is like really important to you. But you get a virgin or anybody with the effort to be an investment toward whatever you're doing. Let me say that again. You get with a person to be an investment toward what you're doing. Because so many of us sit up here, we go have sex, we have sex with the wrong people now, we got the out-of-wed family issue now, we got the kids growing up balanced now, we got the kid becoming the new stripper or the porn star. And what was the purpose of the investment? To bust a nut because we thought it was victory. So I don't negate people who get down like that and love to do it, but it's like I said in the chat room, anybody can detach themselves. A stripper looks in the mirror while she gives you a lap dance because she's detaching her mind from what's going on.
Who sees that stripper 5 years later when she's so depressed she can't even attach her mind to love, or that brother?
Right.
Who spends his time calling women itches and o's all day long, and he can't even establish nothing with the chick. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to suggest for the discussion, you know, a lot of this stuff that we speak on, man, it's real and it's honest for the person that's speaking it. And again, I'm not knocking them because everybody's experience is different. But in the grand picture and, you know, in the whole Van Gogh that we're looking at, it's not about paintbrushes. It's about the whole portrait.
Nice. And thank you for tuning in the show, man. We hope to keep you around, man. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Hey, good
point. You have it.
You gotta kind of dig what you're saying there. I mean, for the most part, I do. You know, I mean, I can't even say for the most part. I really do agree with what he was saying. I was about to get into. I think a lot of time, man, people we don't understand that the two can be separated. I don't get with, like he was saying, I don't get with somebody who I want to be with and just say, okay, if the sex is just all the way bad, that I don't see this person outside of just being a cool person I can, you know, I see every day and we laugh at each other jokes and we do all that other stuff. Like, I don't see, if I can't, it has to be something else there that would hold me. I don't know if it would keep me grounded, but it would have to be something else that can hold me there to at least keep my attention towards that person.
Right.
Well, I would hope, yeah, that should be the case anyway, right?
I think, yeah, it shouldn't be all or nothing, but I mean, to be honest, if I want to be in a relationship with somebody, that's somebody I want to be around every day.
Right.
That's somebody, I mean, going a little deeper into it, that's somebody I want to be able to wake up and look at your face every day and not be like, not reach that time when you be like, oh, man, she here again.
Right.
And for a lot of people, that comes in the, especially if you're just basing it on sex, you're going to hit that wall to where you're like, okay, you know what, she's been here just way too long, and then little stuff starts getting on your nerve. Well, I know for me personally, when I was in a relationship with somebody, after a certain part of time, I could find something that I just didn't find a tribe about no more, and then everything just started diminishing. But when you find that person you want to be with, you want to be around them. And it's not just, but the sex is important, but it's not everything. But I want someone who's on my level and compatible, just like movie, music, and all that other stuff that they match compatibility on. Sex should be part of that. I want someone who matches how my spirit is or how I am sexually, as well as and all that other stuff that it takes to have a long-term relationship with somebody.
That's good. Good. But, you know, I mean, to me.
I just think a lot of people aren't very clear when it comes to wanting casual sex. I think everybody goes, a lot of people, I'll say, go into it kind of blind, you know, and just kind of feel your way through. What do you notice when you first meet a person? Their physical appearance, right? And I think a lot of people find it hard to get past that because they get so enthralled with the physical that mental, you know, mental and wants and desires just come second and third. And some people stay for the sex and wait until it transcends into something else, if it ever does. And when and if it does and something changes, then no one happens to look at, okay, well, we messed this up because we never were really honest and upfront with each other about what we wanted and how we wanted to go about this thing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Wow, yeah. And you know what? I cannot think of this chick's name because I really don't care. But CNN has been doing this story about this trial about this girl who hacked up her boyfriend after they had spent the afternoon of just having sex. And I was just vaguely watching. I forget her name because I really don't care. But what she was doing was she was trying to screw the dude into submission. Every time he would get bored with the relationship and want to move on, she would let him break up, but then go back and keep tipping back until she lured him back in with the sex. And then after a while, when it just didn't work, it appears that she snapped off and just finally killed him once the sex just wasn't holding him at all.
Right. And that's to go back to what Candace was saying. I think a lot of times people do get with somebody, and initially, like she was saying, you see each other, and you, oh, man, I do. And if they, I'll do him, dude say I'll do her. They end up doing each other, and they keep each other around strictly to say, all right, we need to be doing each other on a consistent basis. But you constitute that as being in a relationship. That's the problem. People just say, okay, cool, we like. Each other, but we ain't took that time to say, okay, well, what are you into? What do you like to do? What is this? What is that? And then when you find out after you've done everything sexually you wanted to do, you find out you really use Crest too? That sucks. I don't like this no more.
Right.
And then you look
right.
for a way
or,
out.
Right. Or religious, you might find out. Or philosophically, you might be a Democrat, I'm a Republican, or you. Well, really, you don't believe in having an abortion, and you know something like that. And next thing you know, it's right. It's
right.
That.
That's why the reason is I didn't even want to take it to something big. My point was to say it could be the smallest thing that would cause you to, you know, like you just looking at it like, man, you really brush your hair that way, huh? I've always hated people who brush their hair that way,
right?
And you look for a way out because you never established what you were when you were just hitting that.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the problem.
With 23 minutes left, let me ask you guys this, and anybody can feel free to chime in, of course. Do you think it's healthy to, even if you get into a physical relationship with somebody, blah 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 blah, if you're liking the physical relationship, do you think it's fair that when people start attaching feelings to it, they want to change the nature of the relationship without exactly talking about it?
Candace?
I'm sorry, I was busy in the chat room. Say it again.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was saying that, you know, who tout that I can be in a physical relationship, all this, all this and that. Is it fair that when a lot of people who enter those relationships end up catching feelings along the way, and then they want to change the nature of the relationship without exactly having that conversation, is that fair, or is that, you know, right?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's a right or wrong. I think what it is, when you all have that conversation initially to say, okay, this is just going to be a physical thing. Sure, either party can develop feelings. But the person that's developed the feelings has to understand the agreement that was made in the beginning. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go and have a conversation with that person to see if it could transpire into something else. But you have to keep the rules of the game at the helm of your thinking with that.
All right.
But then, I agree with what she said. And even to add on to that, I think that once you get your feelings or whatever like that, and you know that you won't be able to handle the situation that the other person knows that they don't want to go into, you have to say, okay, I can't handle that. I have to step away because I know I want more than just what you're willing to give. As far as I want to see you as more than just a quote-unquote dip. And for that reason alone, it's going to keep haunting me if we keep doing this. So I need to, for the benefit of us both, I need to step away.
Right,
I feel like that's important. Then to just keep doing it without telling the person, you're steady tipping back, and then you take that as you tipping back as him showing you the attention of being in a relationship and not saying nothing about it, and now you've developed these feelings and nobody knew.
Right. Okay. Well, then let me ask everybody this question as well. Do you consider, forget the foreplay? We know the foreplay is considered part of sex. We know that. But after the sex, do you consider, let's call it after play, do you consider after play important in a relationship? Do you consider that part of the sex?
I consider
after play as in what, pillow talk?
Pillow talk, cuddling, being interested in.
That opens another door.
Back rubs, you know, not just turning over and going, not just turning over and going to sleep all the time. We know there's incidences where that can happen. So we're not saying everything is 100%, but we're saying, hey, you got somebody you care about. Hey, you know, rub their back afterwards, or snuggle with them, or, you know, show them attention afterwards. Is that important?
Well, that opens another door. Now, it depends. It really depends on how the relationship starts off, in my opinion. If you are in a strictly no strings attached relationship, then the objective there is to do what you guys came to do and call it quits. Now, if you all establish that, hey, look, I'm not really looking for anything serious right now, but if it leads to something, then fine. That's when your scenario seems like it can come into play. And, you know, it would be acceptable at that point in time.
Right.
You are at that point trying to build on something.
Right. I wasn't talking about the physical, yeah, we just friends with benefits, we just hitting it.
No, that's why I gave the different scenarios. That's why I said it really depends, because you're opening another door with the whole cuddling, the spooning, and, that type of thing.
I'm talking about actual relationship, not just the physical part. So I'm saying, in a relationship, do you consider that important?
Yeah, it's important if that's what you're, if you're trying to build a relationship, yes.
Well, I mean, to go off what he's saying, I'm going to say that it's important in a relationship for the fact that it strengthens a relationship to me. Because sex can, a lot of times, let's be honest, a lot of times the actual act of sex is, can be barbaric and just crazy.
Yeah.
Then you want to show this person, I do care, because what I did to you 5 minutes ago was a little wild.
Right.
So I want
right.
to show
especially
you.
Especially when safe words are.
Yeah, there you
no
go.
Doubt. No doubt.
You telling people doorknob, like that's a safe word. You want that time afterwards to show like you really are interested in this person in a relationship, because actual relationships aren't as freaky as sex. So and
of course.
And
yep.
The thing about that is, that's something that a lot of people, you know, they feel like their relationship has to be according to their sex. Like, hey, we're so soft and gentle here, we have to be soft and gentle here. Nah, you can be rough and rugged and do what you do in your sex life and keep it, you know, real compassionate in y'all relationship.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that, you know, the afterplay, as you call it, is, yeah, it's important if you're in that relationship and y'all are really making something work, then yeah, it is important. I feel that way.
Right. Right. And after play is different for everybody. So that's why I was trying to show a wide range of, yeah, whatever people can like afterwards, I think is important. For some people, it is cuddling. For some people like a back rub afterwards. Or, you know, or whatever it takes to make them feel comfortable afterwards. And I think that stuff is very important.
Small is saying you don't have to leave right now. That could, yeah.
True.
You know, those are little, you know, hey, I'm going to step and make the
blunt. I just think that that's part of just sex etiquette. Or at least it you know what I mean? It should be. You should still be cordial. I mean, right. You know, like, for instance, you're not going to walk in the door when you go meet your dip and just say,
it,
hey, take your clothes off. You know, you have to kind of build up to that moment. Then you come to a crescendo, and then, you know, you dwindle off, you know. Say your goodnight until the next time, because you want to leave that door open and you want to have a good space for the next time
you
come to meet, right? No one wants to feel like they're cheap unless that's the type of relationship you have. I mean, it really does all depend on the person and the relationship that they establish with one another.
That's what I'm saying about like the sex etiquette thing. If your relationship you establish with this person is simple, hey, I come through, we do my thing, you could be asleep, I'll just get up and walk out. If that's what you have, then there's no need for the etiquette.
Right, exactly, because your situation doesn't call for it.
It's
right.
Different for every relationship, so that's what I was saying. For some
people
don't mind. If you get up and go wash the car right afterwards, it don't bother them. But for some people, it do.
Right, exactly.
And I think that the answer altogether is just it all depends on the situation. I don't think it's just cut and dry. It just really depends. It varies.
Right, but I'm saying for some people, is it important to be respectful and mindful of that? Because for some, the person who can get up and wash his car right afterwards may not, it's not that they don't value what that other person feels. It's just, like you say, their version of after play is different.
Right.
And it conflicts with the person who might want to, hey, yeah, lay here with me 30 minutes. Just don't make me feel like wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So there should be some middle ground reached there.
Let me ask you a question, though. Has it been to a point, and this is for both of y'all, has it been to a point where you got done and, you know, you're just sitting there and you're like, okay, like, now I'm figuring out if I actually like this person or not.
818-514-1202.
Like, are you sitting there after the whole, you as Candace calls it, the crescendo, and you let off your Skittles?
Did we post it?
And you, at this point, you're like, okay, I'm done. Do I really like this person or not? Was this just, ooh, she was...
Now, that depends. How long are we talking as far as them knowing each other?
Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. Most 6 months.
No, that. But I'm just saying, are we strictly on relationships, or are we going to hypotheticals of different types of?
I mean, a hypothetical situation. You've known a guy for a while. You've never seen each other in that way. And yeah, I mean, you've always found each other attractive. Then you turn around, and one day something happened, and it's not even, the sex was good, you know, whatever. It wasn't mind blowing, but you know, at that point, you just say, do you really like him or not? Or was y'all really cool, or was it just you wanted to get the nut off from this guy?
All right.
Have you ever been in that type of situation?
Well, I heard you mention everything except, you know, I got to know him. You know what I mean? That sex, the importance of sex, I don't want to say it diminishes. It's not as important as you getting to know a person and start respecting and admiring qualities about them. You know, that's like for the person you never thought you'd be attracted to, but as long, you know, the more you carried on conversations with them, you started to like them. You looked less at their physical and more into who they were, and they became attracted to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I just think it's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of hard to say.
Well, that's like okay. Well, let's try this one. Has it been to a point where you got done and you was like, let me see. What's the way? I want to really put my words right here because I don't want to say nothing too bogus. Has it been to a point where you was like, I kind of like tricked this girl into, or tricked this guy or whatever into doing this? Like I didn't have
to. Right now.
I can't answer that one.
As in, like, oh my God, I told her something that was a lie. But like, you came, you know how when you put your A, I don't even want to say A game because that sounds like a game. When you with somebody and you're trying to get to that point, and it's not like you're, I don't want to make it seem like it's a game, but you're trying harder and you're because you want to be with this person.
You're trying to put it on to make them want to come back.
Exactly.
You want
versus
you're playing it cool. You don't want to put your feelings out there, so you're trying to put it down to make them want to come back.
Right, versus some...
But I'm going to stop you right there. Why are you trying to make her come back? For the sex or for you? Because from what Ray is saying, you want to put it down so good that she wants it again. If she just wants what you got to give her physically, that's one thing.
It has
nothing to do with emotion.
I think he was saying that he's been, you're doing something physical with someone, or you're doing something with someone you find out you really like, and you want them to want to build up something emotional, but you don't want to put it out there, so
right.
You're putting it down to make them want to come back. The more they come back.
But why don't you want to put it out there is what I'm trying to get. If you really like that person, why not tell them that instead of trying to get them to be infatuated with the sex?
because we were saying, like, a part of that. I mean, it's not like just the speaking and talking to them. That could work, too. We also want to let them know that the sex is there as well, because, like we all said, sex is important. And you can.
Well, she don't come back anyway. If that's the case, if you really did your thing, you know, she's, you know, I don't see her running.
You outside. I mean, you want her to come, like. Some women will come back to you because the sex is great. Some women will come back and say, okay, he put it down. Now I want to know what type of person he is afterwards. Like the same with some dudes do it. I know more women do it than dudes. But that does happen. I'm just curious as to if it happens and the guy is putting it down to a point where he's like, I want her to come back. So I can talk to her and do this and do that, and then she just says, you know, I don't want to come back. Well, not even just I don't want to come back, but you know, you want more, and she's not willing to give that. So do you feel like wasted my time and all this energy I put in there? Do you feel like that afterwards? I guess that's another way of my question.
Right.
But see why? Okay. Well, that all goes off on how the relationship started. You know what I'm saying? What was established in the beginning
to bring it
to that point?
He was saying it was physical, but you start catching feelings, but you don't want to put it out there. So he says, if I keep making her want to come back, then it could turn into something, because I can start building up to build this relationship without saying so, because all she wants is physical. It's just another way of saying that you're scared to put your feelings out there to say you want.
But it's still a form of deception, though, is what I'm getting at. I hear what you guys are saying. It's still a form of deception because, you know, if you are catching feelings, you should be big enough to say so.
Yeah,
and if she says, no, I'm not into that, you know, now you've just got to, you know, I'm not into having a relationship with you right now. Yeah, I like you, but I like to keep it where it is. So at least now you know what's going on, and you can make a decision whether you want to continue to put it down with her or not, or stop messing with her altogether. Because it just seems like what you guys are saying, it still comes back to sex.
Yeah, because
if you say, if I put it so down, so good on her, you know, I'll make her want to build something with. No. I mean, you guys feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Anybody feel what I'm saying? 818-514-1202. This thing on?
Yeah, it's on. Ooh, yeah, it's, you know, it just...
Now, see, I can't see you guys' faces, so why are you all laughing?
Because it's not a matter of tricking somebody. It's just people have these ways of trying to get what they want without putting their feelings out there, because people don't like getting their feelings hurt. I know Drea was like, you know, hey, trick a woman, that's what guys do. And when he was posing the question, that's not what he was getting at. He used the wrong word. Whether it's a guy or a girl, when you start catching feelings for someone that you're supposedly in just physical with, it's not that you don't want to trick them. You're scared of getting your feelings hurt, and you're scared
of inadvertent. I'm not saying that you're blatantly doing that, but it's inadvertent a deception to me. Just tell you don't know what I might, you know, you don't know what that person might say. They might say, you know what, I was thinking the same thing too, but I was too scared to say.
Right, but then that's about.
And she should have said, you know.
Why we said it's just a human trait. And when you're doing that, it's not that you're trying to trick them. You're trying to show them the virtues of this, of what it could be, by trying to get them to hang around with you longer and longer and longer. And that's just.
Through sex? By putting it down?
I mean, that opens the door to an extent.
Especially if you're doing
it. No, your mouth opens the door to me.
Okay.
You digging on a person where it started off as casual sex, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how the relationship started? Just a casual thing between the two of you?
Yeah, I mean, you met at McDonald's. She ordered the Big Mac. You ordered the quarter pounder. Y'all got each other's number.
Right.
And y'all met up one day, had a quick conversation. You found each other attractive at her mom's house, and bam, something happened.
Right. I mean, it's usually usually a young thing anyway.
Right. That's
usually
point.
A young thing
and
anyway.
Young.
But we're just saying for the discussion that, you know, when people are scared to put their emotions out there, they resort to other ways to try to get people to see where they're coming from without having to speak it and feel the rejection.
And I think that's a lot of the problems in relationships now.
That's why we said they were problems, no doubt.
Because, I mean, if you look at it, a lot of times it's the younger people who don't say what they want to say, especially younger dudes.
Right.
They're not gonna tell you.
Right. Because Drea just said, you know, the sex ain't gonna pull that trick off, and I agree. I'm not even saying
exactly.
But we're all older, experienced, wise people. But we're saying this is kind of what young people do. It's kind of and we were all young. I guess we didn't.
I don't think it's just geared to young people. I mean, young people, you understand that because they're still finding their way. But you got a lot of grown-ass people doing the same thing that do a lot of gameplay because some feel like they're too macho to admit that, yeah, I'm digging on you and I want to build something else, or the woman's too scared for whatever reason.
Absolutely. But, I mean, for the most part, though, we're saying that majority, I would have to agree that majority of when this happens is a younger audience. I mean, I would never say, hey, it's only happen with young people.
Exactly.
I mean, it's people in general. But I know from my personal experience that it's been a lot of times I liked a girl at a younger age, and I couldn't tell her.
Said pride. Exactly.
What it is.
Exactly.
So what ended up happening with that?
One time we ended up getting together because we just let that evolve, and then once it evolved, it wound up turning. We just wound up, hey, well, let's go to a movie. And we went to a movie, and then it just, hey, we ended up being cool. So
it was an unspoken word. Okay.
Yeah, it was the unspoken, hey, we woke up and we were in a relationship.
Right, and it's not absolute, but the young.
Okay, wait, hold on one second, Ray, because I want to finish hearing this story.
That was it. I was saying we woke up and we were in a relationship.
Okay, now how did it end?
We got older. like I said, it was a younger thing. It's like once the older we got, I mean, we're good. We're still friends. I mean, we didn't. It was just.
I guess I'm thinking of it from the adult perspective, you know, considering the topic. I mean, youth is youth. You're gonna go through that type of stuff, you know, especially, you know, if you're sexually active. But it just seemed from what you guys were saying that, you know, what it implied to me was that, okay, I'm digging on this chick where we have a mutual agreement that is just casual. And you catch feelings, and instead of just saying, okay, you know what, I don't know about you, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to tell you so you can't say you never knew, but I'd like to pursue something else with you. And she can say one or two things. Wow, I was thinking the same thing. Let's give it a go. Or, hey, you know what? You know, I appreciate you. I respect you for coming at me with that, but I prefer to keep it at this level. Just saying.
Yeah, and Andrea said that men are ultra-scary when it comes to expressing feelings. That's very true. So be sure to chime in next week when we get into his masculinity, because I'm sure that's going to come into play. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It was a great show. The Woman Trainer.
It was.
And we hope you all stay good. Drea, Hot Topic, everybody. It was great. Everybody out there listening, because we got quite a full board of people that was listening. And everybody, again, thanks for tuning in. This was great. Thanks, guys. Can't to do it next week. This has been a G-Network presentation. And we're going to let you know like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in.
Peace.